Okay, folks, it's a lovely Tuesday, and this is, crazy things happening here. Now, this mic isn't working. Well, maybe it's a matter of just life goes on, because, okay, you just got to touch the wires right around here. Got to be kind to things, if they aren't kind to you. This is KROV Oroville, 91.1 FM. We're also heard on the internet at www.krov.fm. This is Our Town, and my guest today is Bob Harrison, hippie, wanderer, troubadour, hard worker, musician, entertainer. I don't know. It might take another hour to give you his resume, so we'll just... let him say hi. Looks to me like I got lucky. Looks like you've got some things planned to sing and play, don't you, today?
I actually do, Lee. Can maybe you turn this up just a little bit here?
Let's see. How do I do that? This?
Huh? Is that nothing much?
To get your volume.
This. Yeah. Okay. We're usually talking about stuff. We've done enough philosophical crap, so I think today we should just do some music. And
okay, I'll drink to that. We can handle that, I think.
I've got to make sure that I get enough guitar a couple of times. You can't, because the guitar is such a loud instrument, you think it's coming over the microphone when it's actually just coming through the air, so... So anyway, I decided that we would do our music, yours and mine, of our age and so forth and so on, and to hell with these kids and all the rest of this stuff.
Oh,
you know.
Boy.
That sound okay?
That sounds beautiful.
first couple of songs I'm going to do are Gary Felgard, Canadian friend of mine who began life on a farm in Canada and went to a logging for a while and playing music in the northern circuit in Canada back in the day before cable and satellite television and stuff. The northern communities didn't have much in the way of entertainment, so it was really a good Calgary, Edmonton circuit, which paid pretty well, and it was a good place for young musicians to get a start. He got seriously injured logging, so he went to full-time music, and so he's just a country boy. Well, I'd like to share old memories and talk about my hometown. It was a good time place through a little boy's eyes, so amazed at what he saw. Like an Indian man with his hair in braids and a feather just for a show. And a black-eyed baby at his mama's breast beside the stove of the general store. You could still get stuck on Main Street in the spring in a heavy rain. Playing hide and seek in the alley and back of the Chinaman's cafe. Now the farmers' wives went shopping while the men folks spent some time in a place they called the 10-cent store, 'cause the beer just cost a dime. And a fist fight right outside that door would always draw a crowd. And it never once occurred to me why women were. He was 10 years old and barefoot, and he never had a care. Mother Nature's keeping time, she don't always keep it fair. Had the time to write some lines about the happy times I knew. Being 10 years old and barefoot was the best that I could do. Now the barber shop and the pool room, they were one and the very same. With a board across that barber's chair, you could watch them play the game. Laying pennies on the railroad track when the passenger came through. And I swear that 1,000 gophers stared down the barrel of my .22. Hockey games and cowboy shows were a chance to make some noise. And I know every single friend I had thought the girls were the same as the boy. Well, we never knew bib overalls would one day be in style. Boredom was a word I wouldn't know for quite a while. Don't matter where you live, don't matter where you die. Stay 10 years old and barefoot until you're 85. He was 10 years old and barefoot and he never had a care. Mother Nature's keeping time, she don't always keep it fair. Well, I had the time to write some lines about happy times I knew. Being 10 years old and barefoot was the best that I could do. Being 10 years old and barefoot was the best that I could do.
Okay, thank you, Rutch Bob Harrison. And
could we get a little bit more on the phones?
Headphones, that's as high as it goes. As far as our volume, it says it's where it should be. It says it's as high as it goes. I don't know what the devil.
Okay. We live with it.
This is, it's an awful thing to say after being on the air since 2002. This is a work in progress. the progress might be as fast as a jet or as fast as a snail on a slippery slope here. I don't know. You probably know more about this than I do. This is a musician's board here.
Yeah, no, we're fine. It'll either work or it won't.
Well, I'm getting it good through the headphones, and it looks like we're getting a single here.
Okay.
And the recording man says we're recording, so.
What more could you ask for?
I guess life is good and the sun is shining.
Yeah, this is another, obviously Gary likes childhood a lot, and this is another one, and it has special meaning to me, possibly to you. I don't know if you bought into the old American dream of the heroes and the rest of that kind of stuff when you were a kid. Trade my comic books and homemade guns. Little cowboys on the run were killers just like me. Now we'd hang those dirty outlaws high with a rawhide rope and binder twine. Red Rider was a friend of mine, a hero just like me. I remember when we stole a can of tobacco from the hired man. Being as how we were working men, we smoked till we were green. We could spit and we could fight and we'd believe each other's lies. Riding fast and riding hard by all the world to see. Whatever happened to my hero? They don't make them like they did in 44. Now they were there when I needed them. Well, I wish they'd all come back again, 'cause I ain't got no heroes anymore. Well, it traveled through my memory, those riders to their legacy. I know they all remembered me, they called me by my name. But like the ghost of yesterday, my heroes ambled on their way. into a lonely grave for all the world to see. Whatever happened to my hero? They don't make them like they did in 44. Now they were there when I needed them, and I wish they'd all come back again, 'cause I ain't got no heroes anymore. Whatever happened to my heroes? They don't make them like they did in 44. I ain't got no heroes anymore. No, I ain't got no heroes anymore.
Yeah, comments. Seems like those comic book heroes a little bit better than what we got for real these days. If you're foolish enough to listen to the cable news.
Nostalgic.
Yeah.
Hour for near 80-year-old.
Yeah, this is really something. By the way, just to keep re-announcing, this is Bob Harrison, in case you just tuned in. And if you're listening, you know who he is.
This is a song written by Shel Silverstein, which goes back to the same thing we've just been talking about. Now me and Jimmy Rogers used to ride them rolling boxcars in the summertime. Jimmy, he'd play his guitar, I'd lay back and watch the stars and drink my wine. Me and Phil Rizzo, me and Noddy Murphy used to crawl out on our bellies through the German lines. Noddy, I won't leave you here, I'll pull you through, 'cause buddy, you're a pal of mine. Me and Phil Rizzuto, did me move around like lightning on the double play. I'd look over in the stands and Marilyn would see me and she'd smile and wave. And hello, Coach Lombardi, this broken back ain't nothing if the game is safe. Fellas, if I don't pull through, just put a little golden football on my grave. John Wayne, he once said to me, Japs will take the island, now we got to save the old red, white, and blue. Someone's got to swim out to that submarine and warn them. Bob, you know I really hate to ask you to. Me and Rocky Marciano, we used to spar together down at Stoneman's Gym, knowing that someday it would be the garden and the championship for me and him. And Coop, if no one in this town is thought enough to do when Frank Miller comes, well, come high noon, I'll walk with you. I may be young, I know how to use a gun. Now, Betty Gribble, don't you cry, you know you can be a star. With my drinking, I just hold you back. And so go on and sign the contracts, hon. I'll read about you in some old newspaper blowing across some lonesome railroad track. Now me and Jimmy Rogers used to ride them rolling boxcars in the summertime. That Jimmy, he'd play his guitar, I'd lay back and watch the stars and drink my wine. Now me and Noddy Murphy, we still crawl upon our bodies through the German lines. Noddy, I won't leave you. I'll pull you through, 'cause buddy, you're a pal of mine. Now Marilyn, come on over here and hold me and kiss me one last time.
Wow. Yeah, nostalgia. Just think of it. What's happening today is going to be 50 years ahead. Nostalgia, if there's any ahead left.
Yeah, we sure lived in a dream world back in those days, but it was fun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And yeah, and I don't see things happening like that now, but maybe I'm wrong. My kids are probably living their nostalgia.
I got a Guy Clark song here, and I don't think Guy ever picked cotton like some of these guys did. Most of the people were singing and never even sniffed college, which means they're totally irrelevant, but we like their songs anyway.
There you go. There you go.
I'd play the Red River Valley, sit in the kitchen and cry, run his fingers through 70 years of living, wondering, Lord, is every well I drill gone dry? We were friends, me and this old man, like desperados waiting for the train, like desperados waiting for a train. He was a drifter and a driller of old wells, an old school man of the world. Well, he taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to. Then he'd wink, give me money for the girls. Our lives was like some old western movie, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. In time I could walk, he'd take me with him to a bar called the Green Frog Cafe, where old men with beer guts and dominoes be lying about their lives while they play. And I was just a kid they called a sidekick, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. One day I looked up, he's pushing 80, brown tobacco stains all down his chin. Now to me he's one of the heroes of this country, so why is he all dressed up like them old men? Drinking beer, playing moon in 42, like desperado waiting for a train, like a desperado waiting for a train. Now the day before he died, I went to see him. I was grown, he was almost gone. We closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen. Then we sang another verse, that old song. Look there, Jack, that son of a bitch is a-coming, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
Okay, once again, this is still community radio, KROV, Oroville, 91.1 FM, www.krov.fm on the internet. Our Town with Bob Harrison. And, wow, it's a pleasure to have him here. And if you've tuned to other of his programs here or caught him around town, needs no introduction.
Always need an introduction. I am the most unknown entertainer, if that's what I am.
Well, I think you're entertaining.
Okay, we got Boyd Axton song here. That now we get into the area of sort of nostalgia as an adult rather than as a kid here. So we're more like this. I don't know what I just said. Anyways.
Sounded very profound.
Like a lion in the winter, I can hear the summer call. Like a ship out on the ocean made of stone. Sometimes when I get lonely, I can swear I hear you call. But the nights are cold and you don't keep me warm. And when I first saw you, I first loved you. From the song I sang to the fire in your heart. Somebody told you that it wouldn't be easy to carry that light. Some say the river's deep and muddy. Some say the river's clear and cold. The river I'm trailing goes to sea. Sometimes I do get weary. Sometimes I do feel low. Sometimes I wonder if you ever think of me. And when I first saw you, I first loved you. With the song I sang to the fire in your eyes. Somebody told you that it wouldn't be easy to carry that line for the devil to sing. Like a lion in the winter, I can hear the summer call. Like sent out on the ocean made of stone. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I can swear I hear you call. But the nights are cold and you don't keep me warm. And when I first saw you, I first loved you. With the song I sang to the fire in your eyes. Somebody told you that it wouldn't be easy to carry that line for the devil to sing. A bit of trivia here. Hoyt Axton's mother was May Axton, who was got her name along with several other people on Heartbreak Hotel. Yeah, an interesting story. Willie Nelson, when he was up in Portland being a DJ, went out to the airport, met her when she was waiting for her plane and sang some songs for her. She said to him, if I could sing songs like, write songs like you, I would, I'd do it for free. She says, if you ever need a couple hundred bucks, let me know. So when a bunch of years later, when he was at the ceremony to accept the Country Music CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year, he says, hey, May, I could use a couple hundred bucks.
All right.
That's his story.
Might be some truth in it.
Now we got one. This is Jim Ringer, who from the Central Valley. He's kind of a Merle Haggard wannabe, I guess. He was did 3 year prison term when he was 18 years old from Fresno, and he probably grew up picking cotton. There's a great story that he was hanging out in this outlaw bar down in Fresno, and he swiped some money out of the cash register. Next thing he knows, the owner is there with a derringer to his head and a pencil and a piece of paper, and says, "Now, what I want you to do, son, is to write your ma a letter and explain to her why I'm going to blow your brains out."
Oh, boy. Gee, life is stranger than fiction.
So he and Mary McCaslin, just a wonderful singer, wonderful former group. But he was one of the wild ones.
Wow.
And this is I first heard this song at the Vancouver Folk Festival, and it in 1980, and it just really, I could think of a friend of mine who this song totally fit, and for years I tried to find it and I couldn't, and Mary was playing after he died. She was playing over in Chico, and I bought some stuff from her, and I said, "There's that song," and I explained it, and she says, "Oh, that's a band of Jesse James." So I went out and I got the CD and I got that song and I learned it, and I probably haven't played it since, but however, we've all known that charismatic bad guy. He's as wild as a half-grown child at a grown-up party, like a Mustang dang near tearing up his stall. He's the kind to play no mind to what he started. You don't care, he'll be somewhere else by fall. A wanted man in Reno, he moved on the Coeur d'Alene. That man put a road with the band of Jesse James. Now he's a funny son of a gun, he'll keep you laughing. But he's a drummer with a bill of goods to sell. He told that woman he loved her just in passing. He was playing, she's still paying, cause she fell. Well, he once stole that woman's heart just like the outlaw robbed the train. You know that man could have rode with a band of Jesse James. He ran away, he wouldn't stay, like an outlaw on a run. Wild horses couldn't catch him, he couldn't catch stopping with a gun. He'll get caught, now he's got to know they'll find. Ain't a place on the face of the earth that man can hide. There won't be no one like me to stand beside him. I can't help myself if I act satisfied. So hang him, dang him, I don't care. Let the world forget his name. That man could have rode with a band of Jesse James. Get caught, now they got to know they'll find you. Ain't a place on the face of the earth that man can hide. There won't be no one like me to stand beside him. I can't help it if I act satisfied. So hang him, dang him, I don't care. Let the world forget his name. Know that man could have rode with a band of Jesse James. Yes, that man could have rode with a band of Jesse James.
All righty. Thanks, folks. It's approaching a half hour, or maybe it's after it. Yeah, according to our atomic clock here, it's after it. I don't know what an atomic clock does, but hope it's not radioactive or we're all going to be in trouble. And this is still the bird, KROV. Okay. Yeah, this is just a thrill, boy. Sitting here being sung to and hearing messages. That's good. That's real good.
Well, this is not exactly on point, but there's two things I wanted to do. One is personal songs and nostalgia, and the other is to introduce people to maybe some singer-songwriters that they're not familiar with. This next one is by Ian Tyson, who was famous back in the day of Ian and Sylvia, and a taciturn kind of rancher kind of guy, and he didn't take to the fame and stuff, so he moved off, got himself a ranch in Alberta, and started raising, cutting horses and whatever. And years later, he started writing contemporary Western music, and it was pretty much singly responsible for writing the contemporary Western music, not the Roy Rogers and stuff, but the real deal. And so he's it's a big place in my heart. And this is a song that's particularly poignant on the West Coast, because it is a West Coast song, West Coast, British Columbia. And he has reference to working on the tugboats up through the Strait of Georgia. And where I lived on the island up there, I could actually see those tugboats going on their way up to Alaska, right a quarter of a mile from my house. So
never hit 17 when you play against the dealer, 'cause you know those odds don't ride with you. Never leave your woman alone with your friends around to steal her. Years are gambled and lost like summer wages. We keep rolling on till we get to Vancouver. There's a woman I love who's living there. It's been 6 long months and more since I've seen her. Maybe gambled and lost like summer wages. And in all the beer parlors all down along Main Street, the dreams of the seasons lay spilled out on the floor. And the big stands of timber, they're waiting there for the fallen hooker, standing watchfully waiting by the door. I'll work on those towboats in my slippery city shoes, like I swore that I'd never do again. Through those gray fog-bound streets where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer wages. City shoes, like I swore I'd never do again. Through those gray fog-bound streets where the cedars stand watching, I'll be far off and gone like summer waves. never hit 17. When you play against the dealer, because you know those odds won't ride with you. Through the grippin' along with your friends are out to steal her. Years are gambled and lost like summer wages. Yes, I gambled and lost my summer wages.
Do a tune here. It's not really on my list, but run a little bit ahead. So, and this is again written by Gary Felgard, who did the first couple of songs, and so he moved from the interior of BC to an island out in the Gulf, about 20 miles from the island I used to live on. And this is a song about singers and entertainers who go off into the real world and then come back home.
Islanders, islanders, right to the bone. How have we wandered so far from our home? With our true love beside us, we're kissed by the sea. Islanders, we'll always be. Vagabond minstrels, seekers of fame, been round the world, but we come back again. We have taken our vows, we are blessed in the glory, then made our way home to the sea. Now the ancient old forest still stands in the mist. If we tear her to pieces, she'll surely be missed. It's the soul of a boy with the heart of a sailor to save her for you and for me. Islanders, islanders, right to the bone. How have we wandered so far from our home? With our true love beside us, we're kissed by the sea. Islanders, we'll always be. Now sometimes the wind, like the wail of a banshee, out of the western, she'll knock at your door. Safe is the harbor, sweet is the anchor, I'll never go sailing no more. At least not too far from the shore. Islanders, islanders, right to the bone. How have we wandered so far from our. With our true love beside us, we'll sit by the sea. Islanders, we'll always be. Islanders, islanders, right to the bone. How have we wandered so far from our home? With our true love beside us, we're kissed by the sea. Islanders, we'll always be. True islanders, we'll always be.
Alrighty, folks. Thanks for tuning to The Bird, KROV 91.1 FM, KROV.FM, with a fortunate morning for you, Bob Harrison Entertaining. That doesn't happen all the time and everywhere.
Thank God.
Well, I don't know.
I'm going to do a couple of songs here by Billy Joe Shaver, who Willie Nelson calls the best songwriter in the world. I wouldn't totally disagree. A couple of reflective songs about who he is. His mother either worked in and managed or owned a bar down in Texas, so he grew up as a little kid working, hanging out in cowboy bars. And according to some of the songs that he sings, he was kind of a little rough himself as he grew up. So he's, I don't know whether he picked cotton or not, but anyway, this one's called Ride Me Down Easy. Kind of reflective a little bit of my life. The highway, she's harder than 9 kinds of hell. The rides, they're as scarce as the rain. When you're down to your last shuck with nothing to sell, too far away from the train. Been a long month, the Sunday's a guitar go. Took a long drink of yesterday's wine. Left a long string of friends, sheets in the wind, some satisfied women behind. So ride me down easy, boys, ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. I'm easy come, easy go. Easy to love when I stay. Put snow on the mountains, raise hell on the hill, locked horns with the devil himself. Been a rodeo bum, son of a gun, and a hobo with stars in his crown. So ride me down easy, boys, ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. Say I'm easy come, easy go. Easy to love when I stay. Yes, ride me down easy, boys, ride me on down. Leave word in the dust where I lay. Say I'm easy come, easy go. Easy to love when I stay. Easy.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just trying to remember the fellow. I met him several years ago hanging out at KZFR, and he says, you want to hear some good songs, you look up that Billy Joe Shaver and see what you can find.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it sounds funny, but I've been trying to think of his name probably for a couple of months. Then you walk in and play one of his songs. But I know he was a good guy, and so I doubt he's listening. Here's a shout-out to you, buddy, and it was good advice. Yeah.
Yeah. Several years ago, I played over at the Chico, and I went to see him.
Yeah.
Very, very nice man. Probably a lot different than he was when he was young. A lot of us are.
Sometimes that's for the better, maybe. Maybe sometimes.
This is another one by him. I spend a lifetime making up my mind to be. More than the measure of what I thought others could see. Good luck and fast bucks are too far and too few between. Cadillac buyers and a old five and dimers like me. Now she stood beside me, letting me know she would be. Something to lean on when everything walked out on me.
But fence yards ain't whole cards, and lack is not, never will be. The reason for rhymers, old five and dimers like me. Well, it's taken me so long, now that I know I believe. All that I do or say is all that I ever will be. So too high and too deep, and too far ain't too much to be. Too much ain't enough for old five and dimers like me. Old five and dimer is all I intended to be.
Got a Willie Nelson tune here. I don't know if he ever recorded it. I know Waylon recorded it. And, I got it off of the Wanted Outlaws album called Slow Moving Outlaw. And I don't suppose I have to give Willie's biography.
Yeah, I guess he's kind of well known.
Not well known enough to make him a performer at the Super Bowl, though, you know, that's...
Yeah, well, here's how old I am, living back east. One radio station that I knew of in Newark, New Jersey, that played country music, and it was always the good old boys, and when Willie come out, they didn't know what to do with him, but they no, played his music anyway, just in case.
Nobody in the music industry just knew what case. To do with him.
It was so interesting. Of course, years later, it was a little different. Here's Willie Nelson, yeah. But that was really funny, because the guy was a DJ. He really took all this stuff seriously. He knew the performers, knew about him, and didn't know this upstart.
Yeah. Nobody, you know, knew what to do with him. They tried all kinds of stuff. Some of the awful... The first thing they didn't like was they didn't like his timing.
Yeah.
So they have to make him sing with a canned orchestra.
Yeah. Well, he was expressive for sure.
Slow moving outlaw. I really feel like this. All the old stations are being torn down, and the high flying trains no longer roll. The floors are all sagging from boards that are suffering from not being used anymore. Things are all changing and times are rearranging. Time that will soon see no more. So where has the slow moving, once quick drawn outlaw got to go? The whiskey that settled the dust and tasted so fine now tastes of rain. The memories that once blotted out come back stronger, clearer with each sip I take. The ladies who warmed me I once thought so pretty now look haggard and old. Where has a slow moving, once quick drawn outlaw got to go? Now the country I traveled once sculpted in beauty now stands with scars on her face. The wide open spaces are closing in quickly from the rift of the whole human race. It's not that I blame them for claiming their bounty, I just wish they'd taken it slow.
The warehouse is slow moving, once a quick drawn outlaw got to go. Warehouse is slow moving, once a quick drawn outlaw got to go.
Do another one by Ian Tyson here, since I think I'll do that one. No,
you're the boss, you know.
Yeah. No, this it's kind of a cute song, and it's James McMurtry, and he's going to be in Chico, Northern California, here a couple of weeks, so maybe it would be good to.
I saw Pete and Johnny too, all dressed up in their Sunday blue, getting themselves all up to go down to Richmond to the traveling show. Please, Papa, can I go down to Richmond to the traveling show? Please, Papa, don't say that I can't. I just want to see the elephant. I fixed the gate like you told me to, done my chores like I always do. Won't tell Mama that you'll let me go down to Richmond to the traveling show. Please, Papa, can I go down to Richmond to the traveling show? Please, Papa, don't say that I can't. I just don't want to see the elephant. Borrow the trunk from Uncle Phil. You know I can drive it well. He won't need it now the hay's all in. All I want to see is the elephant. Please, Papa, can I go down to Richmond to the traveling show? Please, Papa, don't say that I can't. I just want to see the elephant. Now, sister, she can't go with me. This is not for her to see. Little brother, you'll get your chance to go down and see the elephant. Please, Papa, can I go down to Richmond to the traveling show? Please, Papa, don't say that I can't. Now, I just want to see the elephant. They're looking for a few good men, maybe warm by summer's end. Sure would hate it if I went, never got to see the elephant. So please, Papa, can I go down to Richmond to the traveling show? Please, Papa, don't say that I can't. I just want to see the elephant. So I saw Pete and Johnny too, all dressed up in the navy blues, getting themselves all up to show down to Richmond to the traveling show. Please, Papa, I go down to Richmond to the traveling show. Please, Papa, don't say that I can't. I just want to see the elephant. I just want to see the elephant.
Finish it off with a Shel Silverstein tune that will really tug your heart, if you have any heart.
Ain't the snow falling just a bit deeper these days? Ain't they building the stairs a bit steeper these days? The whole town is changing in so many ways. Just time. Now the young folks, they're growing exceptionally tall. newspaper print, it's becoming so small. Folks talk so soft, you can barely hear it all. Time, just time. Now the jokes ain't as witty as the old jokes once were. The girls ain't so pretty as I remember her. And today in the park, the grown man called me sir. Remind time, just time. Well, I ain't quite so anxious for fame and success. My eyes finds a girl with a plain simple dress, and I cling a little longer to each warm caress. Time, just time. So it takes a bit longer to climb up the hill. Who cares? My life is much more fulfilled. But they're tearing down buildings that I watch them build. Time, just time.
Okay. All right. Well, the man says he's done did it, and it's right close to the top of the hour. So I would say it speaks for itself, or it sings for itself, but that's what we got today, and I'm glad to have it. Bob Harrison here on the Bird, and we're diligently recording this, and this should be posted up to www.krov.fm in about the next day. For those who heard it and want to hear it again or want to tell somebody else about it. So thank you much. We'll call her off.
Okay.
Any last benedictions?
Well, I had a couple of things, actually.
Good.
Okay. I play at the flea market here in Oroville 10:30 till 12:30 on Saturdays, in case anybody's interested.
Now, that's moved, has it? It's not...
No, it's still...
Still at the municipal building?
No, this is a flea market. It's out on East
Oh, the flea
East
market,
Oro
right,
Dam.
Yes, East Oro Dam. Okay.
Across the bridge.
I was getting confused with the farmer's market.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
And...
good.
Seems like I had something else, but I can't think of it. So thank you, Lee. I really enjoyed
well,
this.
Well, that's the result of that last song. It's time. It's only time. All right.